Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
Live in the freedom that God loves you unconditionally.
And He loves you unconditionally.
God's love for you is unconditional.
Preaching that God loves you unconditionally is the wrong message.
God has a good will towards everybody, believers and non-believers.
But there is another love reserved only for those who embrace the gospel and put their trust in Jesus as Lord and Savior.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Don't you worry. We've got the video. This is Wretched Radio.
That's weak.
That's the best clip I can find. This is Wretched Radio. If you go to the YouTube machine, wow, what people film and put up on the internet for our amusement, you're going to find plenty of people falling down the stairs. That was actually a drunk couple falling down the stairs. There's also a Roomba falling down the stairs. Children, oh, that's knee-slapping funny, falling down the stairs. Oh, if only there were video of a grown man yelling at his dog, falling down the stairs, who shows up at the ministry with his arm in a sling.
Yeah, that was me.
Please tell me somebody got this.
No.
Nothing.
No one was around.
So here's the tale of Jimmy Hicks and his busted left arm. He was yelling. The doorbell rings.
Uh-huh.
Correct me if I've got this wrong. Your dog, as is usual, goes ballistic. You decide, I'm going to zip that dog up. And karma.
Yeah, that's a real thing.
Kicked it in gear and sent you down the stairs.
So to what normally shuts him up when he's barking like that, when someone's at the door, is to open the door to show him that there's no one there or it's not anything.
Uh-huh.
And so that's what I was rushing to do, was to rush down the stairs to open the door so he would stop barking.
Uh-huh.
Because his bark cuts through everything.
Uh-huh.
And I had socks on and slipped right down the stairs.
All right. And now, with no kidding, all seriousness, how's the dog?
he's pretty upset.
Is he doing all right?
Yeah.
Well, let's see how this here wretched program goes today. So if you hear a bloop or a zing or a well, you know the issue. You can blame it on the dog. You know what would have been a better story if it were a cat? Because then wait, hold on a second. Jimmy, I'm getting a phone call. Just, if you could just, I don't know, just buy time some. Hello? Yes? Yeah, sure, Jimmy is here at the minute. Yeah. What do you mean you want to talk to him about animal cruelty?
Okay,
look, could you text me? Okay, Jimmy, you might want to skedaddle. That was PETA.
That was PETA.
Calling for yelling at the dog like that. You sure it was just yelling?
Well, yeah, it was, because my wife wouldn't let me do what I wanted to do.
And rightly so. Hey, as long as we're talking about us, well, okay, at least we're mocking Jimmy in an encouraging kind of way. Jimmy, when you sent out the text that you'd busted your arm,
mm-hmm,
to like three or four of us guys here, yeah, at the ministry, how much sympathy did it elicit?
Absolutely zero.
Yeah. How long did it take for you to get teased?
1.4 seconds.
Yeah. Well, that's love.
That's right
there.
That's
That is masculine love being expressed. I know you ladies don't get that, but trust us. That's how we do it.
That's right.
Received an email, Jimmy. This is very exciting. You know, it's this time of year where a lot of ministries are looking for support. So I just thought we'd provide you an opportunity to support a ministry that may be of interest to you. Dear Todd, Mark knew about the history of slavery and the civil rights movement. This is the email I got. He had read books and visited the Museum of African American History and Culture in Washington, D.C., but Mark's knowledge of the past was deepened and enhanced when he participated in a hands-on experience earlier this year at the Legacy Museum in Montgomery, Alabama, alongside a diverse group of leaders organized by the National... I'm like a winter car trying to start in Minnesota. This is what, if you've never been to Minnesota in December or January, trust me, you hear that sound everywhere. But don't worry, it doesn't last long because it goes... Ah, 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 And then you know you're in big trouble. You're welcome. That and my Deepak Chopra and Francis Chan impersonation. Bang on. The National Association of Evangelicals. Cool. So if you'd like to support them, you can help them shape the lives of more Christian leaders like Mark. Oh, good. If this is any indication of the wokeness of the National Association of Evangelicals, zoinks, Scoob. Now, I know there are some good guys that are at the NAE, but wow, when they're looking to encourage people to support them at the end of the year, based on DEI, based on CRT, how's the National Association of Evangelicals doing these days? Story time! Jimmy, you should be proud of me.
Why is that?
Because I didn't send people to Fortis Institute.
Oh, yeah.
.org/donate.
Good job.
Thank you. Thank you very much. This is an interesting story from Wired. A lot of designer babies are now full-on kids or teenagers. What's a designer baby? Typically where a father and a mother or husband and wife or just partners, they want to have a baby in a particular kind of child is their desire. One who plays the piano, athletic, is intellectual, whatever it is, you can design your baby through IFB, in vitro fertilization. Thanks, Todd, for sharing the acronym. And these kids now are grown up. And guess what? We're learning some things about these households where parents, they felt like they needed a kid that had particular skill sets. So it's the sperm of the father and typically the egg of another woman. You put it together, wah and la, you've got the perfect child and everybody lives happily ever after. Right? Some of the families are discovering, as hard as you try, things don't always work out as planned. The kids feel like walking science experiments. The parents are disappointed in how their progeny turned out. Fertility businesses are selling a better chance of domestic bliss, and the families feel cheated. Well, isn't this predictable? Anytime human beings decide they are going to play the role of God, whatever manifestation that takes. And when I say manifestation, I don't mean that in a T.D. Jakes modalistic kind of way. However it presents itself, whenever human beings decide, no, we got this, God, we're going to make these decisions. You're going to get yourself a dog's breakfast, which is why the euthanasia movement, look out, the slippery slope. Sorry, we ain't done slipping, but we're seeing some glimpses of it in the Netherlands. You open up the door to saying that doctors can facilitate the death, to expedite the death, to alleviate suffering, we're told. Where is it going? People with mental health issues? People who are very depressed? You don't think that it's going to get to that? You don't think it's going to get to people making decisions that, wow, the cost of care for this elderly person is extremely high. And they just lay there in that bed all day. Don't think for a second it can't go there. Whenever we play God, the consequences will inevitably be worse than anybody even imagined. Here's the story of one psychologist on the West Coast describing her experience with these kids. I worked at an adolescent treatment center. I kept coming across teens who were in distress about the way they'd been created. Their parents had wanted a child who was musical or athletic or tall. So basically, Jimmy, they wanted me without the athletic or musical part. So they found egg donors with the traits they wanted, created embryos with the husband's sperm, and then implanted them, often in surrogates. Usually these couples didn't have fertility issues. I don't know what that means for sure. They're just paying somebody to do the heavy lifting of pregnancy. Quote, I've counseled a number of these families in the last 10 to 15 years. People who have children this way often place too much importance on genes while ignoring the environment. It's like, this is what our family's going to look like. We're going to pick a kid and this is how we're going to put it together. Mom's going to be in charge of the whole thing. It's like a project or building a company. People don't realize they're creating a human being and not a piece of furniture. That should be somewhat self-evident. In Silicon Valley, there are many distant parents, usually fathers, who hardly know their children. Sometimes the mom and child don't bond either. A lot of men who are extremely successful want things a certain way. They usually don't get told no. So they want their kids to show up in a way that they want. What happens? It's a disaster. Some kids have disabilities from being born preterm, which is a big risk with IFB, or they have learning differences. They can have autism. Some parents chose an egg donor and later found out that the egg donor had psychiatric problems. Then the kid gets viewed through that lens, which can be devastating. I don't know if anyone is making sure parents understand they can't test drive a child and then return it. The child grows up feeling different, knowing they were an experiment, but not getting the proper support or acceptance they need to thrive, because there's not a caregiver who's like, I get you. There's none of that. And so it is. We will continue to write these stories. Why? Because we are determined to kick God off of his throne, the one who opens and closes the womb, and play his part. And I got to tell you, the reviews, Rotten Tomatoes doesn't have a low enough score for human beings that try to play the role of God. How tragic for these kids and families. This is Wretched Radio.
You notice how the world feels a lot different lately? At Fortis Institute, we see it too, and we're responding with even more resources to help you stand strong. Every single day, you get fresh video content that addresses today's critical issues. You get podcasts on marriage, parenting, and theology. Just visit FortisInstitute.org or download Fortis Plus right now, always free and always faithful to God's Word. Fortis Institute at FortisInstitute.org.
Would you like the university experience without the, you know, university experience? The Masters University invites you to visit their campus, or you can visit them online at masters.edu/wretched. It's Masters University, the university with the university experience without the university experience. masters.edu/wretched.
Hey, let's take a minute and talk about your Christmas shopping list. From now through Christmas, Fortis Institute is running a sale up to 75% off of everything in the Fortis store. Spend $75, we're going to throw in Thou Shalt Judge featuring Justin Peters and Todd Friel completely free. And we'll even cover shipping on orders over $75. Just visit FortisInstitute.org. And while everybody else is out panic buying scented candles and gift cards, you could actually be giving something that won't end up at next year's White Elephant Exchange. FortisInstitute.org.
Hey, thanks for listening to Wretched Radio today.
You know how everybody's always trying to sell you something? This is different. We're actually giving away more content than most ministries charge for. Maybe you're thinking someone should help keep this going. Well, that someone could be you. Would you pray about becoming an ongoing monthly gospel partner? Just head over to FortisInstitute.org right now and get all of the answers to all of the questions you likely have about becoming an ongoing monthly gospel partner. Wretched, amazing grace. Amazing gospel.
Preborn Ministries, pro-life ministry, rescuing babies. The war, let me tell you, it's raging out there. And Preborn is right on the front lines providing what is so powerful, ultrasounds. When a woman sees her baby 80% of the time, it's a no-brainer. Please consider supporting this network of clinics that is doing such great work. Preborn.org/wretched.
Hey, do you ever wish you could be in two places at once? Well, your money can. That's right. Thanks to a $500,000 matching grant, every dollar you give to Fortis Institute is literally having an identity crisis. It thinks it's $2. And who are we to argue with confused currency? And I know what you're thinking. It sounds like one of those too-good-to-be-true deals. But I promise there is no fine print, no while supplies last, and definitely no purchase of additional items required. Just straight-up dollar-for-dollar matching. Just visit FortisInstitute.org right now. That's FortisInstitute.org.
Know your reformers. William Tyndale provided the first complete translation of the New Testament into English in 1526. While he was in prison for the crime of translating the Bible, he continued to translate the Old Testament until he was strangled and burned at the stake in 1536.
This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
And Joseph went up from Galilee to Bethlehem with Mary, his espoused wife, who was great with child. And she brought forth a son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And the angel of the Lord spoke to the shepherds and said, I bring you tidings of great joy. Unto you is born a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
There's a problem with this angel,
said a Pharisee who happened to be strolling by the stable. As he explained to Joseph, angels are widely regarded as religious symbols, and the stable was on public property where such symbols were not allowed to land or even hover.
Besides,
said the Pharisee,
there are no such things as angels, and telling a child that they're real will only hinder the child's emotional development. And I have to tell you, the whole thing looks very much like a nativity scene. That's a no-no too.
Joseph had a bright idea.
What if I put a couple of reindeer over there near the ox and donkey?
He said, eager to avoid sectarian strife.
Just to clinch it, throw in a candy cane and a couple of elves and snowmen too. No court can resist that.
Now, Mary asked,
what does my son's birth have to do with snowmen?
Snow persons,
cried a young woman, changing the subject before it veered dangerously toward religion. With the arrival of the three wise men, someone gasped.
They're all male. Not very multicultural.
Balthazar here is black,
said one of the magi.
Yeah, but how many are gay or disabled?
A committee was quickly formed to find an impoverished lesbian wise person among the lame of Bethlehem. Thankfully, a calm voice said,
be of good cheer, Mary. You have done well, and your son will change the world.
At last, a sane person, Mary thought. She turned to see a radiant and confident female face. The woman spoke again.
There is one thing, though. Religious holidays are important, but can't we learn to celebrate them in ways that unite, not divide? For instance, instead of all this business about Gloria in Excelsis Deo, why not just season's greetings?
Mary said,
you mean my son has entered human history to deliver the message, hello, it's winter?
That's harsh, Mary,
said the woman.
Remember, your son could make it big in midwinter festivals if he doesn't push the religion thing too far. Centuries from now, in nations yet unborn, people will give each other pricey gifts and have big office parties on his birthday. That's not chopped liver.
One of the shepherds called out from the back of the crowd,
the prophet Micah wrote that out of Bethlehem would come a ruler to shepherd God's people.
And that's just a myth,
said the head of the prophet seminar who had just arrived with his committee.
We scholars have determined that the prophets actually said very little of what they are credited with saying. And everything they reportedly said about a Messiah was added years later by other writers.
How did you determine that?
We cast lots.
And Mary took Joseph's hand and said,
Joseph, tell me again what the angel Gabriel said to you about our son.
Squeezing her hand, Joseph answered,
he said that we should call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.
Mary looked down at her son and sighed deeply and then said to no one in particular,
I wonder if they'll let him.
The end.
This is Wretched Radio. Actually, that needs to be updated. Mary should say, cool, they finally made a movie about me where I'm the star and I get all of the attention. And when I walk around, people gasp thinking, oh, she's the gift from God. While Mary was indeed a special servant, she was just that, like the rest of us, a servant. It is her son that should be the focus. He should be the spotlight. He should. When you consider the Gospels, who else looks great besides Jesus? Seriously, we keep reading about the disciples. We're making our way through Matthew at Alpharetta Bible Church, and we keep seeing the disciples. Now, they're not dithering morons, but they're not superstars either. Who in the Gospels looks amazing besides Jesus? And the answer is nobody, and that's intentional. Because the reality is we all need saving from our sins, and that includes Mary. So, Jimmy, the good news is I've been thinking about satires and updating our satires here.
Uh-huh.
Because some of it, these things are really old.
Oh, yeah.
And they need updating. The problem is, I was thinking, how do you write satire these days?
Because it's all reality.
It is. What we used to joke about, it's like, oh, that's here. There's bits in here that we could play where you'd go, that's not funny anymore. Mm. Because that's just reality. I think the about the banquet. Remember the banquet thing?
Oh, the
The company Christmas party?
Yeah.
And the guy's getting increasingly frustrated that people are making demands for what their table and what the food and who sits next to whom. And it's like, oh, that's all just normal now. Thank you for the extended chuckle. I actually found it. We won't play this whole thing because it's dated.
Hi, Pat here. I'm happy to inform you that the company Christmas party will take place on December 23rd, starting at noon in the private room at the Grill House. There will be a cash bar and plenty of drinks. We'll have a small band playing traditional carols. Feel free to sing along. And don't be surprised if our CEO shows up dressed as Santa Claus. A Christmas tree will be lit at 1 p.m.
Yeah, this is all problematic.
Gifts among employees can be done at that time.
Yeah,
however, no gift should be over $10 to make the giving of gifts easy for everyone's pockets. This gathering is only for employees. A special announcement will be made by our CEO at that time. Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Wow, is he blowing it? Merry Christmas. We're going to be singing carols, gift exchanges.
Pat here. In no way was yesterday's memo intended to exclude our Jewish employees. We recognize that Hanukkah is an important holiday, which often coincides with Christmas, though unfortunately not this year. However, from now on, we're calling it our holiday party.
See, this is just reality now. This is not a joke. It's all here.
The same policy applies to any other employees who are not Christians or those still celebrating Reconciliation Day. There will be no Christmas tree present, no Christmas carol sung. We will have other types of music for your enjoyment.
Yeah, this is all. Ha, 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 ha. What's so funny about this satire?
Happy now? Happy holidays to you and your family. Hi, this is Pat again. Regarding the note I received from a member of Alcoholics Anonymous requesting a non-drinking table, you didn't sign your name. I'm happy to accommodate this request, but if I put a sign on a table that reads AA only, you wouldn't be anonymous anymore. How am I supposed to handle this? Forget about the gifts exchange. No gifts exchange are allowed since the union members feel that $10 is too much money and executives believe $10 is a little chintzy. No gifts exchange will be allowed.
Okay. I guess we are playing this whole thing. I'm hearing him get wound up.
Hi, this is Pat. What a diverse group we are. I had no idea that December 20th begins the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, which forbids eating and drinking during daylight hours. There goes the party. Seriously, we can appreciate how a luncheon at this time of year does not accommodate our Muslim employees' beliefs. Perhaps a grill house can hold off on serving your meal until the end of the party, or else package everything for you to take home in a little foil doggy bag. Will that work? Meanwhile, I've arranged for members of Weight Watchers to sit farthest from the dessert buffet, and pregnant women will get the table closest to the restrooms.
Nothing in here about gluten. See, we could update it with some gluten nuts. Gluten and nuts.
Gays are allowed to sit with each other. Lesbians do not have to sit with gay men.
Ugh, see, this should be, we will all celebrate LGBT. There will be a tree that will be wrapped in rainbow colors.
Each will have their own table. To the person asking permission to cross-dress, no cross-dressing.
Though,
we will have booster seats for short people. Low-fat food will be available for those on a diet. We cannot control the salt used in the food. We suggest for those people with high blood pressure to taste first. There will be fresh fruits as dessert for diabetics. The restaurant cannot supply no sugar desserts. Sorry, did I miss anything?
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Pat here. Vegetarians. You know, I've had it with you people. We're going to keep this party at the Grill House whether you like it or not. She can sit quietly at the table, furthest from the grill of death, as you so quaintly put it, and you'll get your stupid salad bar, including the organic tomatoes. But you know, tomatoes have feelings too. They scream when you slice them. I've heard them scream. I'm hearing them scream right now. I hope you all have a rotten holiday. Drive drunk and die. Y'all hear me?
Hi, it's Joan Bishop, Acting Human Resources Director. I'm sure I speak for all of us in wishing Pat a speedy recovery.
Yeah.
I'll continue to forward your cards to him. In the meantime, management has decided to cancel our holiday party and give everyone the afternoon of the 23rd off with full pay. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays indeed. What used to be satire is now reality. What a world, what a world. Hey, it looks like most people aren't going to even attend Christmas services this year, according to Lifeway. Less than half of Americans will darken the doorstep of a church, but let's look at it positively. A lot of unbelievers will be there. Please, dear pastor, most likely if you're listening to this, these words certainly wouldn't be aimed at you, but, oh, pastor, please make sure that on Christmas Eve, when you do your service, you know you've gotta know you're gonna have unbelievers there. Make sure they hear the gospel. It's the only way to save a society from its insanity. Until tomorrow. Go serve your king.